Welcome to the Forensic News Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Stedman. A big thank you to all of our Tier 5 subscribers on Patreon, patreon.com/forensicnews. Michael Murphy, Phil Holtling, Kevin Sherwood, Mark Alfano, Jason Zimmerman, William Healy, Zach Z-Score Kaminsky, Angela Jackson, Andre Dunka, and Craig Pierce. Thank you for tuning in. This is the first official podcast episode of the Forensic News Podcast. Wanted to start by kind of giving a little bit of an overview of what I think this podcast is going to be. For the most part, it's going to be me interviewing other people in the field of national security, intelligence, all the stuff that Forensic News covers. For example, next week I'll be interviewing my good friend John Scott Railton, who is a senior researcher at the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto. And the Citizen Lab does tremendous research into cybersecurity and spyware incidents and related fields. So John has an interesting perspective in the field of security, cybersecurity, hacking, and all of the related stories that we've seen associated with those things. And John also, I guess recently since January, has been one of the key players in tracking down via social media postings and via pictures of the event, the insurrectionists at the Capitol. So John brings an interesting perspective in a number of areas, and I'm looking forward to chatting with him next week. In addition to interviewing people like John and in the fields of political science, security, law, intelligence, I'll also be using this podcast as a space to expand on things that Forensic News has written, whether it come from me or from one of my colleagues at Forensic News. This is going to be a space where we can tell a little bit more of the story and hopefully better contextualize some of the stories that we've written at Forensic News. So whether it's a story that I wrote or one of my colleagues at Forensic News, I feel like a podcast is a good medium to tell more of the story than what we put down on paper. Let's talk about Michael Caputo. Caputo is one of Donald Trump's longest political slash PR aides. In 2014, Trump hired Caputo to do advertisements in a potential bid for the Buffalo Bills NFL team. Now, by that point, Caputo had already been a veteran GOP strategist, close associate of Roger Stone for decades, and it's been well documented that Stone and Trump have known each other for decades. Caputo was also a strategist to the Yeltsin administration in Russia before he did work to prop up Putin's global image in the early 2000s after Putin took over the presidency in Russia. In 2015, Trump hired Caputo again, this time on his political campaign. Caputo held a role on the campaign until mid-2016 when he resigned. Now, Caputo also popped up in the Trump administration after he became one of the key guys that Robert Mueller really pursued in the Russia probe. The Mueller report details an incident in which Caputo brokered a meeting between his longtime friend Roger Stone and a Russian businessman in Florida who said he had dirt on the Clintons. The businessman in Florida told Mueller investigators that Caputo also attended the meeting with Stone in which this guy offered dirt on the Clintons for $2 million, but Caputo said he did not attend that meeting. The investigators for Mueller didn't charge either of them for lying, but obviously one of them was not telling the truth, given that their events of the day were different. During the Mueller investigation in 2018, Caputo appeared on MSNBC and kind of went off the rails. He said a bunch of crazy shit like this.
Turns out it might have been redundant if Donald Trump had ever tried to collude with Russia. We're turning to Russia ourselves, complete with our own version of the KGB.
For some reason, cable news continued to book him after that, so he thought it was a good idea and a good time to make a documentary. In 2019, Caputo flew to Ukraine to work on a documentary about the Bidens and their alleged corruption in the country. A reference to that documentary appeared in a recent Director of National Intelligence report last month because two Russian intelligence assets, Andriy Derkash and Konstantin Kalimnik, helped produce it. That's right, Michael Caputo's documentary on the Bidens was co-produced by Russian spies. This is where we are in the universe of time when Caputo signs a contract with the Ukrainian group to act as their foreign agent in the U.S. This is the subject of my recent reporting in Forensic News with my guest author, Matt Bernardini. Caputo registered as a foreign agent for a Ukrainian political aide named Katerina Odarchenko and her nonprofit group, which is called the Republic of Ukraine's Institute for Democracy and Development. According to the contract that was filed with the Department of Justice, Caputo was to, quote, render government and political affairs to the principal, Katerina Odarchenko, on a daily basis, end quote, for about 3 months. Odarchenko and her Ukrainian nonprofit group flew to D.C. in March 2020 and had meetings with both Democrats and Republicans. One interesting office that Odarchenko met with, according to Caputo's documents, again with the DOJ, was Devin Nunes and Derek Harvey, Nunes's aide on the Intel Committee. Now, we didn't include this in the story because it's a little bit ancillary and not representative of who Odarchenko met with, but it's interesting that Nunes is on the Intel Committee and this is the only Intel Committee member that Odarchenko and Caputo actually had access to and were able to score a meeting with. Caputo's role in all of this was to set up all of these meetings based on his contacts in D.C. and he even accompanied Odarchenko in some of the meetings, according to people that we talked with. But here are the kickers. According to Caputo's own word, he was providing daily services to Odarchenko for a period of about 3 months. And with all of this happening, he's setting up meetings, he's arranging travel, he's accompanying Odarchenko to meetings. The contract was worth $1. $1. Odarchenko paid Caputo, a Trump insider, a veteran GOP strategist, a high-profile person, $1 for 3 months of daily work. At the end of their trip to D.C., and this is where the Forensic News reporting kicks in, Odarchenko gifted Caputo a painting by a pretty famous Ukrainian artist who has won a lot of awards in Ukraine for his painting and photography. We checked a database that is selling this man's artwork, and similar paintings retail for anywhere from $2,000 to $50,000. And here's kind of the double kicker, right? When filing his foreign agent forms, just about 20 days later, Caputo ticked no to the question of, did you receive anything of value from your client? Experts that we talked to pretty much said that while prosecutions of the Foreign Agent Registration Act, or FARA, are pretty rare, that there's still real reason to believe that Caputo broke federal law here. The $1 payment and the undeclared painting that he was gifted have all the hallmarks of a felony lying on FARA forms charge. Another really intriguing aspect to this whole situation is the documentary that Caputo made on the Bidens with some behind-the-scenes help from a couple of Russian spies. And this got media play for like maybe half of a day, and then everyone moved on, but it's quite a big deal. The ODNI report, the intelligence report, says explicitly that Derkash and Kalimnik helped produce this Caputo documentary. Now, it doesn't name the documentary, but the descriptors are such that there's nothing else that fits the bill. The Senate Intel report has a whole page of redacted info on this documentary as well. It seems like the Senate knew that there was Russian intelligence involved even back in mid-2020. And if you watch the documentary, at the end, they say that it was produced by a company called Surfside Productions LLC, just strange because Surfside Productions LLC wasn't incorporated until, like, I think it was 5 days before the documentary was released. So they're trying to say that Surfside Productions LLC produced this documentary. And remember that the intelligence report says it was co-produced by Russian intelligence. They're trying to say that this Surfside Productions company was the producer, even though the company didn't exist until about a week before the whole thing was released. Caputo was in Ukraine filming it in the fall of 2019, but this company didn't exist until months later. This shell company, LLC, is registered in Wyoming, which is a very common location because of their secrecy laws to incorporate shell companies. But Surfside Productions LLC has a P.O. box address in Florida that's about 10 minutes away from Caputo's offices in Trump Towers in Florida. Knowing what we know now, that Russian intelligence assets Andriy Derkash and Konstantin Kalimnik co-produced the Caputo documentary, which was filled with disinformation on the Bidens and the Ukrainian revolution and other topics. Looking at it through the lens of this shell company makes it very, very interesting. You know, was this the vehicle that Caputo used to pay the Russian intelligence assets for their work on the documentary, or vice versa? Were the Russians paying Caputo via this company? Or is this connected to why he got paid $1 to do daily work on behalf of a Ukrainian client? That Ukrainian client, by the way, Odarchenko, also has her own connections to Andriy Derkash and told one reporter in Ukraine that she brought info on the Bidens to Caputo. Then just days after Caputo's contract with Odarchenko ends, Trump hires him as the Health and Human Services lead spokesman. Michael Caputo has absolutely no healthcare expertise or knowledge. He worked for Putin and for Oleg Deripaska and Katerina Odarchenko and Donald Trump. He's not a healthcare expert. But he gets this job at HHS, and remarkably, almost as soon as he lands the position, he begins spewing some of the same lies about COVID-19 that we know that Russian intelligence was pushing. Caputo, according to the New York Times, worked repeatedly to discredit the CDC. He himself said that the deep state was working to undermine Trump so he'd lose the election. This is the exact same message that Russia Today was pushing. Take a listen.
The partisan Democrats, the conjugal media, and the scientists, the deep state scientists, want America sick through November. They cannot afford for us to have any good news before November because they're already losing. There are scientists working for this government who do not want America to get better.
A few days after that, in 2020, Caputo announced that he had head and neck cancer. And I've seen a little bit of discussion online that he might be faking it or whatever to avoid the heat, but honestly, there's no evidence of that, and until there is evidence, then I'm not going to pay any attention to that. Caputo occasionally still puts out political statements, but he didn't reply to Forensic News when we saw comment from him.
This is Xavier, editor of the Forensic News podcast, hosted by Scott Stedman. Make sure to subscribe to Forensic News on Patreon and follow us on Twitter at Forensic News Net and Forensic News Pod. Thank you for listening. Until next time.